So, again, just starting here. So, I'm not comfortable enough with yesterday, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I would be choishish anyone who comes and says, Gvaldik, you know, Gan Eden, like, I think we have a mahal. We don't have a mahal in the Torah yet. B'chlal. We have good points, good nekudas, nice things were said, but I'm not ready to stamp and to seal and to say this is mahalach. We're going with this mahalach. We didn't see halacha yet. We didn't look at any psukim yet. Not that that's the ikke nekuda psukim, but the kitzer. Let's just continue. Let's just jump in blind and continue to explore together and see where it goes. So just a little bit to just catch us up from yesterday. Esa arvim sivisa l'chal kalecha. Torah was said on Shavuos. B'yom Abikurim is the pasuk brought down in the header over here, because it's said in Shavuos. Chag Abikurim. We hacked out what's Bikurim, what's Shavuos. Right, we were trying to understand a little bit the context of the Torah. And that didn't get us anywhere like Lamaisa, but just, again, to set up the lay of the land, to lay the plumbing, you know, just to make sure everything is bonui milamata lamala. Which, again, as I said yesterday, a lot of what this chabur is also how to learn the Kutumran going forward by ourselves, you know, in a way that's going to give you the real spitz of what the Rebbe is saying, the real Or HaTzadik, Seichel HaTzadik, Seichel HaTzadik. I'm barely here right now. I have to catch up just in a lot of ways. So, okay, if I'm rambling, just be like, stop it. I'm just trying to catch myself up. Okay, Kitzer. So, Arim Tzivis L'chal Kalecha. We're reading it again. So, Tzvi pointed out that there was Melech Ochav, and he was Manhig Klal Yisrael B'derech Sin. It was a Malchus Arisha, and Eliyahu was Goizer a Hefsik Psikas Kishamim. There shouldn't be Geshem, any Shefa, any Geshem. And then Eliyahu, the Tzadik, Eliyahu, Hashem sent an Oyrev to be Mechalgel. Yeah. And of course, there's a Taiva now, like, let's go, let's see the Midrashim and the Rashis, and let's see the overview of the whole story over there. Maybe that'll get us somewhere. It's not going to get us anywhere right now. But that's just the basic mindset. So when a person wants to start giving tztaka, I'm just going to read it quickly. So the avoid of tztaka is lahafich achzaris derachmanis. Ki mishu rachman betivoy v'noisin tztaka machmas rachmanis shebetivoy in zavoida. It's not avoida. We all want to be oivdim, right? Everyone wants to be a oivid. So avoida is lahafich achzaris derachmanis, dafka. Not just to give tztaka because that's a nice thing to do, but because there's an avoidus at tztaka, lahafich achzaris derachmanis. And we hacked out some Rambams. We hacked a little bit what's achzaris. The tev of rachmanis. The guy has a tev, just a good guy. Yelet tov, good boy. Shaber Achzarias, Kiesh Gam Kamachayas Shem Rachmanim B'Tivam. What's the Shmini and Shmini, the
Chasida,
right? The what is it? The
stork?
Yeah, ostrich? No,
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Stork, I think, is like a legend. Right? Is it a bird? Is it a bird?
Ostrich
is Batiana.
What? Ostrich is Batiana.
Batiana. Oh, so it's a stork. Oh, I'm wrong. So yeah, what's the chasida over there? Is what some Rashi there, like right? But it's not kosher because
other animals.
Got it.
Chasid with its own kind.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Not.
Yeah. Right. This is not dafka the Indian here, but okay, it's Rachmana B'Tivam.
It's interesting what the chazarius of an Arev is, seeing the nature of it. What I think there's a chazal, maybe something with this chazarius al-bonav.
Yeah,
that it's achzar al-bonav. Yeah.
Is that what?
Doesn't feed the kid.
Right.
Doesn't feed the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yourself.
Chazarius.
No more allowance.
Lishtageya. The old school breast of Malach. Again, we're not going to start jumping into diukim bedafka right now, because yes, it could guide us, but we can also get lost in diukim. Diukim will come more when we have the tchilas ha-derech kesher maimer. Then we can start making diukim in the lashon. Even though yesterday you actually brought out some great diukim, and we came to somewhat of a conclusion that there's really two bayot. Yamin was small. A person has a bayah that he's just living achzarius, meaning a person just an achzer of a person, and he wasn't mahapich the achzarius to rachmanis. He's stuck in the achzarius, and the bayah mitzat sheni. The problem mitzat sheni is that you're a rachman b'teva, and you're not oivid on the rachmanis. It's not a rachmanis of tztaka. It's not a rachmanis of tztaka, because real tztaka is lahafach achzarius to rachmanis. Daika. And we already got into a little bit what we thought was the Derech Avoida. Ulai, this is somewhat going to be the Mahalach, which is Staka, meaning to say Staka as just a binyan, a shame klali for mitzvah satoira, or a shame klali for just doing anything in the world, maisa in the world, the person who does something. To do something, meaning the lashon that you zoomed in on was b'teva, just a person just going b'teva, not being an oivid, not constantly being mamtik the dinim of achzarius, and then therefore it turns into a person is an achzer on himself, and is not living with simcha, not living with chiyas from his mitzvahs. Adrabba, a person takes the Torah and uses it as a murder weapon and starts to destroy and kill himself, right? Like everyone knows, right? This again, said on Shavuos, the hardest of the Aseret HaDibros is Loisirtzach, right? Because we're constantly over being Ritzeach ourselves. That my davening wasn't karoi, and I didn't learn enough, or with enough havana, or with enough hamaka, and b'chlal I'm not shaveh, b'chlal I don't add anything more existentially, I don't add anything to the world, I'm just a stam guy, or we hold like the degel of tmimos, or like we hold the degel of like a pasha yid, but ultimately it's just b'li seichel. An adam, a human, a Jew, a neshama beguf, is kesher kol olam zayinim. Is kesher kol olam zayinim. Ah, Hashem created the bria. Why did Hashem create the world? According, what? That's one lashon. Another lashon. That's like the Torah Lamed Mahalach. Yeah, exactly. Hashem, the whole world is Rechmanis. Hashem wants to be Koyer Rachim Rechana. But meaning to say that Hashem created a Bria of Achzarius. Whole Bria is Be'etzim Achzarius. Oilam Asiya, the world we find ourselves in. Oilam Tzedakah. Money. Is Achzarius. Zachzarius. Ask any business person. Zachzarius that comes with entering into the world of money in general, right? We're all kedoshim, like I said, koilo. But I'm saying, even without that, oilam asiya is oilam of Zachzarius. And daika, Hashem created the world in this way, as the Rebbe is bringing down here, because Avoida is lahafich hazaris rachmanis. Lahafich hazaris rachmanis. Where again, we find ourselves in a world. What's the etzim achzarias now that I'm thinking about it? Etzim achzarias is that we live in a world of halamas ha'emes, the emes of Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, of knowing that we're poil, mamish, 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 poil. With every tenua, yid's poil in oil masayayne. Like the Rebbe says, Chaim Aran. Like when a yid does that with his arm, then the oilimus go that way. And when he does this with his arm, the oilimus go that way. Right. Right. And that's the Ikra Achzarius. Ikra Achzarius, we don't see Kedushas Yisrael. We don't see the our incredible Kesher that we have to have. Hashem loves us. Push it. It's hard to hear sometimes. We forget how much Hashem loves us. Kashe, it's achzaris. And the void of being in this world with the again, ulai what the mahalach is, ulai what the mahalach is, achzaris, the void of being in this world is daika laredes, to be yoyrid into the achzaris, daika lahofich their achzaris to rachmanis. And we spoke out all different types of mashalim and kavanas of tzedakah, of what a person who's a rachman, to what you said, kavana, what was the nekuda?
I mean, the person's kavana is to do the mitzvah, whether it's just because he's doing it, or doing
right.
The COVID, or
box checker. A box checker, or for COVID, right? Or for COVID, more prominently for COVID, then to be mishaber achzarius in that sense is to know I'm doing a mitzvah l'shem shemayim. I'm giving Hashem nachas ruach. That's what I'm trying to bring out now, especially because he brought down Elio. If we can a little for 1 second go into the nekud of Elio from the Ari HaKadosh, that we know that Elio is the Malach Asiyah, is Tikkun Olam Asiyah, right? Eliyahu Loi Meis, Eliyahu is Chai V'Kayim, right? He was Misakin Legamre Olam Asiyah. Eliyahu is Gematria Nun Beis, and Olam Asiyah is in the Seder Olamis we have Shem Ab, can I get Atzilus, Ab Sab Ma. And ban, yeah. Anyone's heard these concepts before? Yes. Appreciate like nods.
No.
Yes. No. No. Yes. Just to see like where it's at. Even if we're just going with the makifin of it, right? There's four oilemus. Oilem atzilus, which is kule rachmanus. Again, we're going to try and reshape the language that we see everything with. That's what the Rebbe is trying to do. So now. Oilemus take on a new shame. Again, I'm not locking into anything now because that would be absurd of me. I never learned Ara Dalid, and I barely learned Ayz Aleph. But if we could say that it's Dargus of Rachmonis Klape Achzarius, meaning Oilem Achiel Yoina, Oilem Atzilus, is the Spitz of Rachmonis, the Spitz of Rachman, until we're Yoirid, Darga, Acher Darga, Acher Darga, Acher Darga, to Shol Tachtis, and we're all Bekiyim and Shol Tachtis. Some of us know how to dig Lamata from Shol Tachtis. And the more we're Yoirid, we come to Achzarius and Oilem Hazeh, the Ari HaKadosh is Megala, that Oilem Hazeh is Shem Ban, is the shame of Hashem, of Shem Havaya has Miluyim of Havaya. Different ways to spell Havaya. There's a way to spell Havaya where you spell out the Hey and the Vav with different letters. Yeah, anyone's with me? You can stop me if not, because this is an open chabur. I know I started talking a lot, but now I'm like a little bit came back to myself, so I'm ready to like give the baton. Chaim. So please stop me if you have a shayla. And adrabah, if mamish you're going to look like an idiot by asking the shayla, it's el. It's the time of bizyonis, so just dive in. It's the time to love bizyonis. If you don't love bizyonis, you're not you're not alive. My friend actually went to, you're gonna like this. Everyone's gonna like this. My friend went to Nissan Dov Kivak and said, "Today's my birthday." Rav Kivak goes, "No, it's not." He goes, "It is." He's like, "No, your birthday is the day you start loving Bezionis." So if you're gonna look like an idiot, then Adrabah, jump in and be mitchaber to Kfod Shemaim, Kfod Eloki. Terach me Hashem. Terach me Hashem. Ah, terach me Hashem. Terach me Hashem. Thank you guys for showing up again. This means a lot. This is good. Happy we're back. I'm happy we're back here. I didn't think this would happen again. I thought yesterday was like a mirage, and like, I'm like, Shifi, I don't know if yesterday happened. I don't know if this day happened at all. It took place in the world. She's like, "You're going tomorrow." I'm like, "I don't know if that's true. Like, I don't know, but we're here." Anyways, you could spell Hashem Havaya in four different ways. In the Miluyim of Havaya, right? A Miluy is when you spell out the Oisius Apshuta. So Havaya is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Miluy would be to spell out each letter in its fullness. Fill in Miluy, to fill in the letters. So Yud would be Yud Vav Dalid. And then Hey would be Hey. And then you can spell Hey three different ways. You can either spell it with an, with a Yud. You can spell it with a Hey. Or you can spell Hey with an Aleph. It could be either Hey Yud, Hey Hey Hey, or Hey Aleph. So it's incredibly significant in the Seder Olam is to understand these things, because a lot of the kavanas and a lot of the Seder Shtalshlis is based on this Yisoid, and the and if you spell it out with a Yud, that's the highest Daraga, and you come out to Gematria Ayin Beis, right? So Ayin Beis is the Daraga Achil Yoina, the highest Daraga, right? Keneged Olam Atzilus. All right, whatever that means, and it means something. We're gonna, as a chabura, that's gonna mean something more to us. And like Reb Leibish mentioned yesterday, that there's a halacha on this Torah called Ariv Gimel, which is going to be incredibly prevalent. I learned Ariv Gimel about 10 years ago, so I'm drawing on very little, but the few things that I can pull will Ariv. Anybody want to take a guess why that's relevant? Well, Ariv. Ding, ding, ding. But obviously the halachas is not Hilchas Ariv. Ariv is a guarantor. It's a halacha in Choshen Mishpat. Well, it's in Choshen Mishpat, right? It's a chesed, it's Gemil Chesedim.
That's what happens
to Ariv, is
it's happening
to Rachmanis. Oh, Hizayofu. Okay, very excited for the halacha. We learn in this koilel alib dilchus. Okay, believe it, bolbil. We learn alib dilchus of the kalam mamish lamata to Reb Nosson. But one thing that Reb Nosson, one yisoy that Reb Nosson goes with in that halacha is the kesher of asiya to atzilus. So if we're oyle midarga al darga and emuna in ourselves, emuna in ruchnias, alakos, and the fact that what we see is not what we get, it's much, much deeper, then that will become incredibly lemaisa at some point in our lives. But right now, it might sound like a fancy dibur, it might sound like I'm not a makubal while you're talking about Havayas and Miluyim, and that's where I'm at right now also. I'm like a professor. I may have to put like a comb in my beard and call me Professor Klein. That's like Kielu where I'm at. But ultimately, this is to bring out the aside of the Torah. Because Rav Nosson, if I remember correctly, and I do in this case, he's zooms in on this Nakuda. He's focusing on this Nakuda. Mirakez. Miraculous. What?
Mirakez.
Yeah, he's miraculous on this Nakuda. Sounds weird. Anyways, it's So that's Atzilus. And then you go down a darga, you have shame.
Yeah.
The shame sag. That's how you spell Havaya. So you spell Havaya with Hayes. Havaya with Hayes. What? With
three yuds and an aleph.
Yeah.
Three yuds and an aleph.
Aleph
and So ma is aleph. Then you go down a darga, is you should have the shame ma, Havaya of alfin. That's you get gematria mem hay. And you go down a darga, and there's also a mix of some sort. It's hay, it's just hay's.
Yeah,
which
is cool.
Vav is vav vav. It's kvulim, and then you have. Right, that's why it's pamayim havaya, right. Right, shame ben's pamayim havaya. And then you have shame ban, ben, whatever. So that's Elio. So Elio is the Malach Asiya. He was Koivish. Asiya was Misakin, Kalim, Shavurim, Achzorias of Oilam Asiya. And that's why the Rebbe is bringing in Daika Elio in a world of Ochav, right? Oilam Asiya is the Oilam without Tikkun. Belit Tikkun is the world of Ochav. Meaning, like we were discussing yesterday, right? The voice, if again, this is where my brain is going with it. The voice that we hear, the toichacha that we hear, the achzorius that we're living with on a day-to-day basis of I'm chaser, I'm lacking, I'm missing this, and I'm missing that, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that, which brings us away from seichel, which is causing us to be koyis and then to be yored darga into taiva. And Dvarim B'Teilim, and then Torah loses its tam, and then it's just a downward spiral into learning all day without any moichin, without any emes. It's a downward spiral, and then even yoter garua mizeh, because we're in the world of achav. We're in the world of achav. I don't know what achav did. If I'm being honest, you guys, please fill that in. But the world of Halama Sagdusha, he was that the one who didn't let Oyla Regel? Was that Ochav?
Also.
Right, didn't you say it was Yamim Toivim is in here or something? Yeah, all the Yamim Toivim, right? Ochav doesn't allow us to celebrate Yiddishkeit, to celebrate being a Jew, celebrate being a Kodosh, to know, again, the Seichel HaEmes. Meaning, is a deeper from the Magid HaKadosh that we said, if we knew what we were poil, the emes, in the Olam HaSlayanim, we would be mishtageh. Everyone would be mishtageh. Right? I mean to say, Hashem Taika created the world of Achazarias because this is the way. Now we're getting more panini with it, and I want to be careful because it sounds like I'm lacking, but I'm not. But we're in a world of Achazarias Taika because this is the tachas of the bria of why Hashem sent our neshama, which was mitoich yusei nofach, that Hashem gave us a chelak aloika mimal and blew mitoich yusei mipnimius, and that's what a yid is the pnimius oilemus. A yid, the pnimius oilemus, the whole oilem is tolle on us, and then sent that shtickle into an oilam agashmi, and to the most magushim thing, a guf magushim, with a varim, and we gotta wear clothing, and we have to eat, and sleep, and work, and make money, and deal with COVID, and come to Kohelel, and do all these types of things. Because Hashem Daiko wants us, and what the Rebbe is really bringing out here is Zehavoida. This is the avoid. This is what Kavonas HaBriya is that we're misaking the Achzorius of the Briya, the Kalim Shvurim that caused the Achzorius in the world. I know I'm throwing out that term Ki'ilu. I know what that means. Ki'ilu, you guys know what that means. Kalim Shvurim. But the Mitzias of the world, the reality of this world as it lays, without Avoida, B'li Avoida, either Rachmona Shebetivoy, or just the latent achzorius, the unworked achzorius, the mitzias of the bria is called shvir sakelim. Okay, again, I'm throwing out a lot of concepts, but I'm cool with that right now. I don't think I'm doing the wrong thing. And if you disagree, I don't care. But tell me. But the metzias of the bria as it lays comes from Shri Sakel. And when I say as it lays, I mean when you walk outside and you see blacktop, right? And you see candy wrappers just filling the streets, and what you don't see is chiyus aleikos, that the meloy kalarts kivoydei, that the world is like a sack of potatoes just bursting with aleikos, bursting with aleikos, and then kol davar befrat, right? Until the smallest prat of the bria is filled with rachme Hashem. But Hashem is Merachem. Everything's Rachme Hashem. Everything's Mole Aleikos. Right? And therefore we're privy to such achzarius. Right? Befrat, the achzarius that we have in ourselves, but achzarius that's Bein Adam Lechaveroi. Right? The achzarius that we have Babayit. You come home, you sit on the couch, Panim Shchorot. Right? You don't say, hello, how are you? Shalom Aleichem. Hey, you come in. Chamut, it's like an angry achzer. Right? And you're doing the dishes, scrubbing, muttering under your breath. This is a woman's job, right? You're just an achzer. Not chai. What am I doing here? All of that because Zeh Avodah. That's the Avodah. Hashem Daika created the world that way. So that we, Bnei Adam, Bos of Adam, could be yoyered into the Bria. La'hofech achzariah sarachmanis, which is Bechinas Tztaka. Bechinas Tztaka. What's the pasuk of Avraham Avinu? Amuna, something. What is it? Echshvelo Tztaka. Echshvelo Tztaka. And I know I'm taking it too far from Shat, meaning at the beginning, meaning to just the groundwork, the Pshat of the groundwork, and Bechinas Tzedakah. But it's also tied together. Again, Tzedakah is not this like picturesque, again, just to conjure up the narrative, the I feel bad. I want to send her I want to say sorry to Rechnitz, but like, I feel bad at this point. But I'm saying, it's not this picturesque thing where it's like there's a matzliach and guy who made it and he's giving tzedakah. It's not tzedakah. Tzedakah is shvitz. Tzedakah is shvitz. You have to make money. You have to be yoyered into the bria. You have to make money, and then you have to be machzir that money to give tzedakah. It's a shvid. It's oilam asiyah. And then what we said yesterday is that kolias hamitzvus is called tzedakah. Kolias hamitzvus is called tzedakah. Right? The Ari HaKadosh says tzedakah is halas mon, right? Which is just doing a mitzvah mitoich achzarias. Halas mon means we're in a world where we have zero idea that we're serving Hashem, where it's kimat impossible. Zero clue. We don't know what we're doing. If we knew a little bit of the rashash and the kavonas of nisinas, just the tenuas hayad of giving tzedakah, we would lose it. We push and lose it. Except from the Rambam, yes, and that's the halacha, and the ikr is the nisina. But the kavonas of rashash is just the nisinas hayad, is the tenuas hayad. Guf ha'adam in this world. Why? Because we're chelik alaykim imal, we're shlicha v'shem. You're in Toyda Masiyah. Toyda Mazeh. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying something or no? Oh, sorry, that's what I said. Anyways, okay, fine. Again, not locking in on that, but I'm feeling good about it, what?
Shri
Sakelim.
It's more than just being called Rav Mohan, the Kharites, that's a lower reason for it. There's a higher reason. Also, the Rebbe says in Torah, Yirches, the Tachlis Shalabriya, the Tachlis of the Tachlis, is Shishua Olam Haba, meaning the Indian of Tavar, that would be made to us. Just like, so we were saying that through what we do, we're more the Yerim. So to see the being mahapich, the chazarias, which is the machina of the chesaron of the sinner of the tabo, and the chesaron of the sinner of the shashui or mahapa, through being mishaber that teva and bringing it into the rachmanis, we're bringing mamshech the union of tabo into the world, and we're doing more of that.
It's a great point. It's an important point. Very important point, and that we have to do. What we have to do is stick to the lashon. Meaning, yes, shishui adam haba and tainug is what we're going to be doing is taking that reason of rachmanos, because that's the lashon rachmanos. That's the lashon the Rebbe is keying in on in Torah Dal Tinyana, and turn that into somehow tainug and because yes. Hashem Yisbarach wants to be called Racham Bechanun, but we can say, with your point, that the Ikar Rachmanos of Hashem is for us to be mitchaber, to be mechaber Olam Hazeh, to Olam Yisrael Yoinim, to Kedusha, to be mechaber Ruch Nisvei Gashmis, which you could say is the pshat of Shashoy Olam Haba. That's Shashoy Olam Haba. That is Tainu.
That's why you're going with the Ikar Rachmanos.
That's why I'm going with Rachmanos. Meaning, that's the Ramchal. I know the Ramchal's talking in Dargos. I'm not talking in that way. I'm not saying Rachmanos versus Tainug. I'm saying Rachmanos as a different way of expressing Tainug. For sure, that's to be worked out more. For sure.
But the other issue, though, is that when it says Nikari Racham Chanun, that's just an example of it.
Right. Yes. So fine. Let me clarify then. The reason I brought down that Siba Sabriya is just to zone in on the term Rachmanos Alts, the highest Dargah, Kavanas Hashem, but not to say that this is a level klape that meaning I was using it as a kinoy for the tachlis kavonis haboyri of Brias Oilam, and yeah, in some place it says like one of the reasons is Rachmanis. I'm just using it as a kinoy. It's a great point.
It's a loop. No, we give and then we change our chazaris to Rachmanis, and then we're changing the yachas to Kal Yisrael of the chazaris.
Right. There's a Maimer Chazal like that. That what? Kol ha, Kol Merachim. No. Kol Merachim al Briyos of Shemerachim Alav. No, something like that. What?
Yeah.
Right. So, what you're saying is a Ruchni point. I don't feel that we have to get to the Ruchni point. The Ruchni point being, we're poil amshachas harachman. Ultimately, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're poil more of anhagas harachman. Yeah. And then oil masi is mizdakich. Mizdakich means cleansed.
And oil ma-
oh, nice. I also do that. Yeah. My friends will be like, Judah, where's that Gemara? I'm like, oh, it's a Tinyon Adal. Yeah, we're mezaki choyel masia, and that's again Elio did it b'shleimus. That's why he's chai v'kai. So Elio is loy meis, because he was mamshich the spitz of rachamim until arkedekach he was mahapich the whole loy masia to rachmonus to rachamim to anagas rachamim. Okay, fine. Again, not locking in anything. I'm happy with where we are with Ois Aleph at this stage, without seeing Ois Beis or Ois Gimel, the Hemshecha Torah, and it's a very long Torah. It's one of the Tinyana monsters. So, as we go through the Torah, we'll understand Aleph more, because again, everything is koilel. Everything is understood minei ubei. And once we have Ois Beis, then Ois Aleph will have Ois Beis. And we'll be more Mole V'Godish, and it will speak to us more, and we'll hear the Rebbe more. In Ois Aleph, B'derech Eitza, B'derech Hanhaga, right? And that's what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe saying in Sich Zeran, I want to bring my Chassidim to Maisa, to doing Maisa. He's not saying, go do Maisa without Seichel. That's called tipshus. That's klipa. But not having seichel, there's no excuse for not having seichel. There's no excuse. There's a seichel a gadol, and then there's a seichel a poshut. But neshama is seichel. Neshama is seichel. The Rebbe says in a million. The Rebbe says in many Torahs. The Rebbe says in many, many times. So when Rabbeinu says, I want to bring my chassidim to Maisa, to doing Maisa, what he's saying is, I, meaning Koyach HaTzadik, or a Tzadik, I, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, want to bring my chassidim to Maisa, meaning to say, I want my chassidim to do Maisa with the Or Tzadik, with the Or of Kedusha. And which one Hakdam I didn't say yesterday, which is very important, which we didn't discuss yet at all, and we'll have to stay conscious of it. And something that gets lost in translation when learning Likutei Moran is that in every Torah there's really two tracks going on at all times. There's the track of the Talmud. There's the track of what the Rebbe is telling us to do, what's shaykh for us to do. And if he says it in Likutei Moran, it's also shaykh for us to do. That's the ma'ala of Likutei Moran, is that he takes the what the Zohar Kaddish is saying, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did, and he's saying, you could do it too. The Koichi, Koich HaTzadik, right? You could do it too. But there's also a second track in the Torah that's called Avodas HaTzadik, where Rabbeinu HaKaddish, and this is where Breslovers don't brand this part of Breslov, but this is incredibly real and incredibly rooted in the Ariya Kodesh and the Zohar Kodesh. But the second track of every turn of the Likutei Moran is the Koyach HaTzadik. You see, Rebbe explaining what he's doing for us right now. On a day-to-day basis, what Rabbeinu HaKodesh is doing for us constantly, always, what is the Koyach HaTzadik? We don't brand it because what does that mean? He's dead. Rabbeinu's dead. Yeah, he gave Eitzus and he gave beautiful Torahs and he gave ways, he taught you guys what to do, but Lamaisa, he's dead. But we know that's not true. To Yaakov Avinu Lomais, Sadiqim Bimisasim Kru Mechayim, Yoisir Mivachayim, like the Zohar Kaddish says. What does that mean for us? That means that when you believe in Olam HaRuchni, when you believe in Olam HaRuchni, then you believe we're not alone. We're not alone. That there's a Koyach HaTzadik constantly that's being poil rachmim into the bria, like the Ariya Kodesh says, that there's a darga. Every tzaddik is good. Every tzaddik was poil something, added something to the world. But there were tzaddikim, what the Ariya Kodesh calls tzaddikim hamuflogim b'mayla, right? Just to parenthetically mention, there are dargas of nefesh, ruach, neshama. And a person who has Shleimus HaNefesh never sins. A person Shleimus HaRuach, again, how many people? Shleimus HaNefesh. A person who has Shleimus HaRuach is Oyved Hashem Simcha B'chiyas Tomit. And Shleimus, the Shleimus of Neshama is the Tzadikim HaMuflagim B'mayla. And we know, Ever Moshe Rabbeinu, Shim Bar Yochai, the Ariya Kaddish, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKaddish, and Rabbeinu brings it all the way down to us. And Rav Nosson brings it all the way down to us when we're Dafuk Barosh. And these tzaddikim are still today poil in the Bria, Tikkun HaBria. Tikkun HaBria. If we're mitchaber to Rabbeinu, he said, I'll make you kamoini mamish. That right now, right? I mean, Rav Yitzchak Bender did not like this next Dibor that I'm about to say, but Rav Kivak did like it, and other tzaddikim were okay with it. But when you, like, it says in Chaim Aran, if you say the shame of, if you say Rabbi Nachman Ben Feiga, You're like a tinuk shenish. They're a tinuk shenoyled. A tinuk shenoyled. You're mizdakich legamrei. And obviously, a person could be mitbalbel, but we're not mitbalbel. It means a tinuk shenoyled in the sense that we're noki lifnei Hashem, and you can do as boy to this beemes. You could tell Hashem, I'm a yelet tov, I'm a good boy. I know you like me. I know you're excited to see me. Thank you. And we see chasadim. We start thanking Hashem for the chasadim in our life. Thank you that I don't live in a refrigerator carton in Bombay. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for this cup of water. We see chasadim. We're a tinek shenoyla, like a tinek shenoyla. We see chasadim. We have a little tchotchke. We're so happy. Thank you, Hashem. Right? That's the tachlis. And that's the koyach tzaddik. And that's this. There's a second track of Lakuta Maran where the Rebbe is saying, I'm giving you tztaka. There's a world in which I'm constantly being mahapich, achzarius l'rachmonis. Constantly. Constantly being mahapich, the kelim shvurim of the Bria, to megal l'rachmi Hashem. Megal l'rachmi Hashem. And the more we're mizdabik to that, meaning to say, the more we're mamin in koyach tzaddik. And then also, Sadshani, again, just another parenthetical. Ah, Moshe. Good that you're here. Another parenthetical, Nekuda. I've been in different shiurim, different zachen, of sometimes the Rebbe is more open about it, and he'll say, you know, Zebachinas, Zebkoyach HaTzadik, or Ora Tzadik. I've heard different biurim over the years, people saying, to have a Rebbe. It's not true. Good to have a Rebbe. Sure, it's good to have a Rebbe. And people saying, you're the tzaddik. The innermost inner part of you is the tzaddik. There's truth to that as well. 100%. 100%. But the most raw version of it.
That's what it says in the Mandela. You have to connect it to the actual, you have to then go to the
Kabbalah
from the
tzaddik. Right, there's Kol Yisrael. What's the pasuk again? Kol Yisrael tzaddikim? No. Amech kulam tzaddikim. Amech kulam kulam tzaddikim. The most raw version of it, and what we're not branding to our mother-in-laws is that there's a koyach tzaddik. That's real. It's chay v'kayim. And his kashrus to that, the actualization of that, the solidification of that is twofold. Echad aleph, it's being mizdavik to the seichel tzaddik, being mamin in bekoichai, right? Learning a Torah in the Kutum Rana, being mamin in the koich atzadik, being explained in that Torah. And each Torah is explaining different avodah of the tzaddik. That's one, being mamin in that. And mitzad sheni, of course, is learning the Torahs and doing the etzes. Right? The more we're mishamish Rabbeinu, the more we're mishamish Rabbeinu, which is this koilah. If you're coming to this koilah, you're mishamish Rabbeinu, which is the biggest schus in the whole entire world. And none of you signed up for this today. I'm sorry, I'm coming in hot right now with the breast of Dibur, like the uber breast of Dibur. So, bear with me. But the more you're mishamish Rabbeinu, yeah.
They say it's called you can see in Chayim Aran that when a Nusson made the Torahs in order that they're in, he did it with a specific intention that one should be in the right spot.
Mm.
So there's usually connections between one Torah and the next.
Mm.
So you can see that the Torah before this was about the pidyon, which is the tzedakah you get the tzaddik.
Right. Ah.
Through that, you get the refuah.
Beautiful.
The refuah comes in. So through the...
Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah. Right. The koyach pidyon. Ah, and we're mizdamik. We're mizdamik twofold, like I mentioned. Echor, to be mamin tzaddik b'munosu yichya, to be mamin in the koyach tzaddik. Again, the protius lefi the Torah that you're in. Of course, generally, right, there's a koyach tzaddik. Sich Saran also, we see, aniyadati, right, that there's a zricha, the Rebbe's mayor is zricha, and in Sich HaBeis, the Rebbe says, Darki lahashlich, my way is to throw my whole day on Hashem, right? Darki is also or tzaddik or zoicha to ha'oras, and in the Ariya Kaddish, the name for it The name for it in Ari HaKadosh is called Moichin. Anyone heard of a concept? That concept? We've all heard of Bilbul HaMoichin, at least. We're all holding by Bilbul HaMoichin. So Moichin in the Ari HaKadosh means you're Mekabel Koyach Ruchni. Right? And it helps to throw out your brain, your achzariyistic brain. That's the Yeshua Rishayna, is to be very, very aware that I'm a mean boy, not nice to myself. To just do a little surgery, throw out my brain, and to be mekabel koyach tzadik, moichin chadashim. In the binyan of Nishmas Yisrael, I know this is all parenthetical, but this in the second track of Torah Dalet, right? And Rav Nosson says in many places that tzadik is nikra al shem tztaka. Tzadik's nikra al shem tztaka in the sense that the tzaddik's constantly giving tzedakah, like I mentioned yesterday, right? Where the ani laying on the bench, right, on the park bench, and we have a rebbe, but it's happening baruchnius. It's happening baruchnius. I was in the middle of nekuda and I forgot what I was saying. Anyways, what was I saying? Anyone? What was I saying? I was talking to myself. Doesn't matter. Fine. So we have a Koyach HaTzadik. Also,
what was it that Rav Leibowitz didn't like about?
I think he thought it was very like nanach, coming from that place of like nanach. And he was like, he was very stark.
What didn't he like?
There's a dibur that he didn't like in Chaim Aran. The Rebbe says if you say my name, then you're like a tinoik shenoylad. Mm-hmm. Become like a tinoik shenoylad. It's in Chaim Aran.
You can't tell me that you can't say that means you're part of that. Apart from
Shulchan,
it's just that
right.
it gives you that
it's conscious. That's what I was saying. You can come to Hashem. Come with Hashem. B'zakus ha'nefesh now, and believe in your esboidus, and believe in your tefillah, and not just sit in esboidus. Ki'ilu, you're doing esboidus, and like you're just falling asleep, and then like trying to be mechazer yourself, like no, that's also esboidus. You just fell asleep, or you spoke about, I don't know, it's like it's snowing outside, you know. If you're on a long drive, like with your wife, you know, like everything outside. Oh, look, that store. Just pointing out everything outside, like what's going on. Like, just very focused on, like, just can't, like, on what's going on. Like, that's our sport. Just sometimes looks like, oh, yeah, it's Hashem, it's snowing outside. But you're not mechubar, because you don't believe in your kesher with Hashem. You believe your zach with Hashem, that Hashem wants to hear your tefillah.
It's a spiritual thing that when you say his name, something happens, or it's like a...
That's what he's poiled. He's poiled.
That when you say his name, you think of Rabbeinu, and then it's Mari to all Rabbeinu and Yonim.
That's what I'm trying to get at right now, is in the sense that the tzaddik is poiled things in Ruchnius. It's hard to swallow because we have a nose, and we eat, and we're so accustomed to the Magashmi, Kilu, this is the world, but... Lamaisa, every single thing we see is Shemus Hashem. Be'emes. Nothing really exists, right? Even modern day physics is saying that everything's micro all micro all micro all micro, and nothing. This is just atoms hitting each other such a speed that it looks like a table. Right? Like, ultimately, it's all a dimyon that we grew up with, that Hashem wants us to grow up with Daika, to be Mevar the Bria, to be Mesak and the Bria. But there's Olam HaRuchni that's more real than the world that we're accustomed to. It's much more real to them than we're accustomed to. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm Poel Metzias Chadasha, that you're like a Tinek Shenoylad, in that sense. And then on top
what
of that...
What is it when you say that? What's it, why is it in the name when you say his name? Like when you learn the Torah and you connect with Skasha to Rabbeinu, it's in your stand, I can hear that Rabbeinu's Poel, but why, understand why when you say his name?
It's a great, it's a good question, and when you understand what the Darga of the Tzadik HaMuflag B'mayla is, they think that's what it is. Meaning, once you understand what the Koyach HaTzadik is, then you're activating that Koyach HaTzadik. You're activating that Darga of Kedusha. Okay, let me say it one other way. There are many tzaddikim who are megala many Chidushim in different tzimtzumim, And the higher the tzaddikim were oilem, midargal darga, in, again, I'm trying to stay true to the Torah that we're in midas aracham of Hashem, in hasogas aracham of Hashem, the higher the tzaddik was able to go, the more he was able to be mamshich rachamim lamata. Right? That's why now, again, we see Breslov's cool all of a sudden, and there's 100,000 people coming to Umar, meaning tzaddik who's oiler ad spitz of Hashem's racham is able to be mamshich to the lowest places, which is again why the whole hakdama. I'm sorry for going on such a tangent, but it's an important yisoid in general for learning Lukut Maran, and I think even for our Torah, and hopefully we'll see more of it, because it really is a massive, massive difference. Like when you're able to understand, like, I'm not alone in this, then it just becomes so much lighter, so much easier. And again, it's hard to swallow in the beginning, but like I said yesterday, Kayach HaChabura is for us to normalize these concepts that aren't necessarily being spoken about closely based on Medrash, but I'm saying that are fully real and true from the Zohar Kaddish and from the Ari Kaddish. So, but the Rebbe starts off all of the Lukut Maran with the Hakdama to all of the Lukut Maran is called Lechul Chazu, a small Torah this size, the Hakdama to the Lukut Maran. Anybody recognize what I'm referring to? Yeah? If you go to the beginning of the Lukut Maran, the very small Torah, very, very small, after the Hasgamis, after Shir Noim, Lechuchal is right before Torah Aleph. Small Torah, we're not learning it. Just pointing it out. It's called the Chuchazu. And there the Rebbe is Megale, the Rishi Tevis, sorry, Sefer Tevis Yoichai, that there is a Gemara in Shabbos where there was after Churban by Sheni, there was a Machla of Shichas HaTorah. And the Tanoim got together in Karen Biavne. You know the Gemara? The Gemara got together. I think it's in Shabbos, right? Anybody? It's in Shabbos, right? It says it there? Yeah, anyways, the Tanoim got together in Karen Biavne. And they sat, right, Chatzi Eagle, according to their Darga. According to their Darga. They sat according to their Darga. In like a moon-shaped, And they were bugging out about Shichas HaTorah after Churban Bayis Sheni, and then it's not like dramatically. It's not. This is not what happened. There's a few different girsos on this Gemara, and it's brought down in a couple different places. But let's dramatize it for a second. The Tanoim were crying that there's going to be Shichas HaTorah, and Reb Shimon bursts into the door and he says, "Ki lo yisi shokach mipizara." Right? And everyone's like, oh, big exhale. Shimon said, a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that every cheder bacher knows. And like Yehuda Nasi is sitting there crying that everyone's going to forget the Torah. And Shimon come in and said, a pasuk. And he's like, whoa, thank you for saying that pasuk that I didn't know. No, he knew the pasuk. Everyone there knew the pasuk. The Rebbe brings out in the Sakdama that the Soifei Tevis of Kilois Yishaka Mipizaro is Yoichai. And Zaro, Mipizaro, is the Zaro of Yoichai, meaning Ben Yoichai, Reb Shimon Ben Yoichai. So ultimately what Reb Shimon is saying is that I'm not politically the president, politically higher than you. This isn't a presidential campaign. We have to like re-elect if you're Israeli to re-elect every 3 months, or if you're American every 4 years. This isn't Kilu. And then Reb Shimon came in and said Kilu is Yishakim Pizarro, and everyone there was like, who do you think you are, Reb Shimon? I'm a Tana also. I'm a Sadr all of Mishnayos. Who do you think you are, saying a pasuk and all of a sudden everything's okay? You said a pasuk. No, they were thrilled. Because Rabbi Shimon came in and the Rebbe added a lashon here in this Hakdama. He added a lashon here in this Hakdama. And again, the more we see the Torah that we're in, the more we'll just become more accustomed and comfortable to this. But he says in this Torah, a lashon of v'amar Rav Shimon Yochai sheloi tishtakach shenemar ki loy tishakach mi pizaro. Mover b'zayir b'hai chibur adiyos sefer zayir yifkam b'min galusa. Bum 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 bum. Then I skipped the lashon. No v'ata b'yir re'ev havin niflois and stars. So Rabbi added that lashon. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came in the room, bursted into the room, broke the door down. He said, "Kilo shimi bizarro," to the Tanoim, and they were thrilled because why Rabbi Shimon was saying, "You can't be pile such a thing." Tanoim, Kedoshim. Right, but we have such a political mind, so we're already uncomfortable with this idea. It's already weird. But hold on. Don't compare them. They're all Kedoshim. Sure, yes, great. You can go home and work it out in his boilers, talk to a therapist. Product placement. I'll push your product a lot during
the year.
We have a group therapist. If you have problems with it, go speak to the group therapist. But Metzius HaEmes, the tzaddik hamuflug b'mailo, a tzaddik who wasn't just born like this, but was oyve kol rega. For who? For himself, like you said yesterday, for a plaque, for me and for you. In Toshin Pei Beis, in Baca, in the RBS, in Sanhedria, in whatever. Where? Hanavim. I'm jealous. I like Hanavim. In Ramema, in Arzeh Bira, in Toshin Pei Dalid. In Tavshin Pei Dalid, that Reb Shimon is poil al yodo daika, ki lo yishakach mi pizaro. And yes, does it mean that we should learn Zayir Kadosh? Of course it does. Of course we should. But it also means that there's a tzaddik who's oimid bedarga, a tzaddik a muflug b'mayla that's able to be poil kol rega, am shachas rachmim. And we know, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shim Bar Yochai, and the Ari HaKadosh, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and all the way for people like us, we have Rabbeinu. And it sounds political, but the Tzadikim Amitim were all pleased. Yehuda Anasi was very pleased, very thrilled. Took a deep exhale when Reb Shimon came in and said a pasuk that he knew. But what he was saying was, I'm Pizarro of Yoichai, and Al Yadi Loisi Shokach. And there's a sipur also that's in the, like I was mentioning yesterday, in the CIA of Breslov, locked away in the Torah Shabbal Peh of Breslov, that Tinyona Ayin Beis was said in front of a tzaddik. That's the lashon in one of the, I think, in Chaim Aran. The rabbi said Torah Ayin Beis in front of a big tzaddik, and the blacked out document says that the tzaddik who was sitting there was the Alter Rebbe, Susi Yagin Aleinu. In Tinyon Ayin Beis, the rabbi said, staring into the eyes of the Alter Rebbe, Yesh tzaddik, Aklali, the Yesh Anafim, and there's Anafim of the tzaddik Aklali. The Alter Rebbe didn't burst out of the room. Again, this is not my political stance. This is like, if you're here and we're learning the Sefer, this is what we believe in. Doesn't mean that you all not to learn Likutei Torah. If you like Likutei Torah, learn Likutei Torah. It's more than Sefer. Love Likutei Torah. Incredible Sefer. But the Alter Rebbe didn't burst out of the room and then go campaign for himself and then fight the Rebbe. No. He said, I'm very pleased. That's incredible.
He defended the Rebbe.
That's incredible. That's wonderful. That's great. We have a darga of a tzaddik who's able to be poel rachmim, even for people like us. And I'm sorry if you're offended.
What you did also that, and what Rebbe says about mentioning names of tzaddikim in general also is
right.
Also, you see that even what's it called, that even when you just mention a name of Malach or Tzadik, even Derech Rosh Tevos or Sof Tevos, like you seem to like Bashir Shir, all names come out of the Rosh Tevos and Sof Tevos,
it's Poel.
It's Poel something. You also see in Davening, you see sometimes the Rosh Tevos of a Tzadik.
Scan with your eyes.
Ashkvino Vino Shalom, there's Leah. Rosh Hashanah from Sados is Rochel, and you see the more of the Pech, the Deacon to them.
Scan with your eyes.
Wow.
Don't
just
say.
By reading the Rashi Davis.
Well,
even just by reading the Rashi Davis.
Even just by mentioning the Rashi
Davis. Where does it say this?
It's
by the Mitzvah?
Yeah,
well, like take notice of it.
There's, there's a safer Shem Tzadik. Yeah.
Yes.
He says in Sefer Amidus that you're Mishana Teva when you say Shem.
You have to realize it. You have to realize it. I don't think it's Pael if you don't realize it. Yeah? Not the same degree.
Definitely not. So the reason I bring all this up, and I'm sorry for all the tangents, but the reason I bring all this up is to, again, reiterate that there's a second track in every Torah that we're in. There's a track too where, yes, we're doing everything, and the Rebbe is making all of these avoidas shaykh to us, and what we have to be doing. We have to be doing all of these things. And then track two is he's doing all these things for us right now. Constantly. Tzedakah, it's happening right now. Reinu is mamshich tzedakah. Two, aniye hadas, in oni elabadas. To be mahapich achzorius, to rachmonus. To misaka the bria. Misaka the bria that we're in. Zachinu to such a thing. Rezoicha to bria, rachman. Ah. Again, the more we're mitchaber to that, the more mamin in it, the more we're mezakech the bria, So that's Ois Aleph for now. Ois Beis. Let's at least start Ois Beis. Is Micha here? Is Micha here?
No, but he's not going to come till 12:30 anyway.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, fine. So just 5 minutes. Just to see it. Ubechinazal, dahainu, ascholos hatzdaka, ikosha ukveda me'oid. Right? So that's what I was mentioning yesterday, was that Rabbeinu is megale something awesome to us, and then we're like, ah, it's amazing, and then he's like, hold on. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to be real nice to you right now. I'm just going to give it to you straight. You, the thing that I just was megale to you, you're not going to be able to be mekayim it. I'm going to pad the darga that I just said to you with even another darga, another darga that's even more shayach to you, that will get you to be mekayim tzedakah even more. So he starts off by saying
that this bechina, which is called schol tzedakah,
yeah,
it sounds like it's something very different.
Right, that's what we said yesterday. That each nekuda in the Torah is really part of a longer derech. So here he's megal to us straight. It's called the Ois Aleph is a scholus at tzedakah. Scholus at tzedakah.
So it's a scholus at
tzedakah. Let's see. We'll learn. We'll go right there. So Rabbeinu is very PC, right? He's in on the therapy language, right? Kosho kveda ma'od. Yeah, it's very hard. It's very hard. I hear that. It's very tough. Right, he validates. Kasheh. Kveda me'oid. Yeshua, there's a world. Chzarius, such a teva of a person. Yes, sure, Rachman b'teva. But even the Rachman b'teva, right? He snaps at some point. We live in a world of chzarius. So the lahapich etze kasheh mod. I'm just going to read the next one and then we'll call it a day. Kikol ha'avoydus v'chol ha'tshuvis. Obviously, take note of that. I don't know what that's about. Kol ma sheroitzin lasis eze uvda b'avoydus Hashem. Kama kolin shel oy v'avoy. A safe space. The kama genichos, the kama kfilos. Akama Toyas. I'm not even like trying to like voice track it. I just think it's happening. Mamela. Akama Toyas. Hainu Tenuis Mishunois Shoisin Yire Hashem Bavidasam. Anyone else want to cry with me? Srichin Lasis Koidem Shoisin is of the Vikir Vaschola. Shaz kashim aoid ki kol aschalas kashis. The ikur is in aschala. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. Everyone can go vomit if they want, and yeah, we'll start again.
You can't just leave us in the middle.
Start again. We'll start again tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. We'll start again tomorrow. We'll have aschala tomorrow. A new aschala tomorrow. L'chaim. Thank you, everyone. This was awesome. Sorry if I spoke too much. I didn't mean to. It just happened.